This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. continues to push U.N. members to support its ceasefire plan in Gaza. Details from AP correspondent Charles de la Desma.
The U.S. urged the U.N. Security Council on Monday to support the three-phase plan announced by President Joe Biden, aimed at ending the nearly eight-month war in Gaza, freeing all hostages and sending massive aid into the devastated territory. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield says the U.S. had circulated a draft resolution to the 14 other council members to back the proposal for ending the conflict. The brief draft resolution obtained by the AP would welcome the May 31 deal announced by Biden and call on Hamas to accept it fully and implement its terms without delay and without condition. Hamas says it views the proposal positively. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Reuters found that hundreds of health workers killed in the Gaza war have included 55 highly qualified specialists who were seeking to create a health care system for a Palestinian state. Correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
Dr. Serene Al-Attar, obstetrician. Dr. Medhat Saidam, plastic surgeon. Dr. Hamam Al-Lur, kidney specialist. They are among at least 490 Gazan healthcare workers killed since the war between Israel and Hamas broke out on October 7th, according to Gaza's health ministry. A network of knowledge that it will take Gaza years to recover died with them. But the health sector was making advances in some fields, thanks to investment and support from abroad, and the persistence of doctors like Al-Attar, Saidam and Al-Lur. They wanted to create a healthcare system for a future Palestinian state. Then came the war.
Reuters, Lucy Fielder. The U.S. House passed legislation Tuesday that would sanction the International Criminal Court for requesting arrest warrants.